Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the Instant Match Reaction Show. Liverpool wrapped up their campaign with a 3-1 win over Newcastle United at St James's Park. I'm Paul Machen. I'm joined by Chris Pajak for this one. Chris, I mean, it was another good example of like a game where we there was a point where we were readying our God, who gives a shit arguments when Newcastle went up 30 seconds. Went up 30 seconds.
I was doing it before the fucking game, mate. Because I just didn't, you know, and it feels so weird to say, doesn't it? But you can't help how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said that a few times over the last few weeks and stuff, but, you know, when we go 1-0 down, I think it's 26 seconds on the clock when Gale scores, and you've not seen it either. You're praying for a VAR thing, but I wasn't even praying that hard for it because it just didn't matter, and it's Gale, and he always scores against us, and I'm kind of used to the little prick doing it now. But what I was really happy with is the way that Liverpool got themselves back into that game, and we started to take the ball a little bit, knocked it round after the first sort of 5-10 minutes or whatever, and Newcastle was sat back, and Liverpool then had to play this patient game, and that's the one thing, whether we've made changes or not, we're still patient in our build-up play. We're not rushing. We understand that the game's 90-odd minutes long, and we fought our way back into the game nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a bit crap. You know what I mean? We were fine. We were definitely the better team. That didn't really cause us any great problems. It's actually, it's pure John Joe Shelvey. We said it pre-game, and we forgot about Dwight Gale, but it had been mentioned to me, and it was obvious because he scores against us all the time.
Sam said 3-0, didn't he, in the Umbu, and then retracted it and said, hang on, I forgot about Gale, 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what he does. But, yeah, I mean, look, John Joe Shelvey doing John Joe Shelvey things. He's a good footballer, isn't he? And he capitalises, and it was another typical post-restart Liverpool, where I was saying in Red Mentions that I don't think there's been an overall lack of effort or endeavour or desire from this Liverpool team at all, but there have been a few too many just lapses in concentration.
Yeah, I think so. I think for me, it's that way. It's whatever that is that makes you a champion. It's whatever it is that gets you from, you know, 97 points to 98 last season. You know, that little just 1% or something like that. And for whatever reason, it's not that we're putting less effort in, there's just less riding on it, less pressure, and these guys rise to the pressure. And without that spurring them on, without Man City being on the case, you know, they're not able to take themselves into the reserves, that whatever it is that pushes them over that line. I'm not worried, because as soon as the games matter again, I know this Liverpool side will just turn it up, turn it on, and get back into this ride.
And look, we the way the season kind of went, and I don't want to tread too much on post-season kind of stuff, because we've got plenty of that on the way on the website, but you know, the defensive side of things, we clicked into gear in the middle section of the season. The bit where it's meant to be the hardest, that was when we became most hardened and most, and we were unbeatable around that point, because we stopped conceding goals. We just started racking up clean sheet after clean sheet, and you know, we weren't solid at the start of the season and we weren't solid at the end. Now, I think there's a contributing factor, and you can see it in that game. It's hard to judge this Liverpool side, because it's a Liverpool side with, let's be honest, mass changes to it. I don't expect us to make 5 changes to our starting 11, and it might have been more, you know, really, from our strongest 11, 5, say. And it to be quite at the same level. Yeah, maybe.
You got Nico for 10. You got Fabinho's not playing, haven't you? You've got Henderson's not playing. Obviously, that's injury in the front three.
Yeah.
There's 6. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's right. And that looked, But that was still a better performance than sides I've seen us go in the cup with half. You know what I mean? So it was still a good performance from them. You know, ultimately, the front three, although I've just done the player ratings, not giving Ox a particularly good mark, not giving Divock a particularly good mark, or Minamino, we still got an assist and a goal from two members of our front three players. Yeah. So they've still had an impact on the game.
Well, it was the kind of the point about what I wanted to ask you about, really, is that I think the front three that started that game were effective. But they weren't like their overall style of play wasn't the same as what we're used to. We looked far more like the Liverpool we know in the final half an hour of the game. But equally, you got as much of a tune out of the previous front three almost that you know because you know that front the original front three scores one goal. The best front three scores one goal between them. But yeah, I mean that's kind of where we're at, and that's the thing, the consideration in this is that whether it's that we're gonna, you know, as you kind of said, Klopp's having a look at things or whatever. That's it now. This period of the game, Liverpool probably would never have this opportunity again to experiment with the team quite as much as we have done in the final closing embers of the season or what have you. Every one of our lads,
seven games.
Every one of our fringe players had a moment, and Kumi Minamino, I think it's telling. He's looked like the lad who's the least integrated into this squad. And because he is,
yeah.
Whereas everyone else did something. Origi, you know, gets his goal. Oxlade-Chamberlain gets his assist to add to a goal that he got the other week, etc. Naby Keita's come on. We're not quite the same team, but I don't think any team is quite the same team when you take your backup lads out.
No, and this is the other thing as well. I mean, not only are they our backup lads, but they're also lads that haven't played together week in, week out for the best part of 3 years. Because mm-hmm. that's what we see. We see experience of playing together between Salah and Mane and Firmino, and you just can't replicate that. You just can't do it. It sounds so simple, but it's so finite. You cannot replicate playing three games or 3 years together, yeah. You know, twice a week sometimes.
Yeah.
So obviously they're not going to be the same, but what I found was most different about them is that Liverpool aren't able to dominate and pin a team back in the final third when we haven't got our front three on the mm-hmm. field. And it makes perfect sense. The interplay, the quick movement, the one-twos, all the stuff that we love from our front three, that keeps us in there. It's too quick. It's like it's one shot and it's done. Or maybe they go, I'm not quite ready to play that pass back, and then if I play that pass back, what happens there? And we just recycle over and over again, and we pile the pressure on, and eventually we break the team down and we score. We haven't been able to do that without them, mm-hmm. and that's the key difference.
Yeah, 100%. Naby Keita, man of the match.
I was a little surprised, but then I think he probably deserves it at the same point. I was surprised in that sometimes I think commentators, and it was probably Steve McManaman, wasn't it, today, who's picked the man of the match, they generally go with someone who scored a goal.
Yeah.
Now, could you give it to Virgil van Dijk? I don't know, maybe not. I thought Naby was really good.
Yeah.
I thought the midfield three performed really well for a midfield that hasn't played together very often,
yeah.
if at all. I thought we dominated the game, and we did play centrally at times, and Keita was all over the place. You know, he looked like the most creative of our midfield three, which I've come to expect, Paul, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it was one of them. I actually think he's actually had better performances since the restart, and that's not a criticism in any way, shape or form. I just mean he's put in a couple of really, really good performances. I liked him. I thought he was good, and he looked, you know, how we're talking about the front three coming on and you can see a tangible difference. I think Naby looks like a first teamer for us now. He just looks like he'll, you know, if you play him, you won't see any tangible difference. In fact, we're probably a bit better for having him on the pitch. And that's, again, there's plenty of lads you can say that we're better with Jordan Henderson on the pitch, we're better with Fabinho on the pitch, we're better, you know, for Wijnaldum over other people on the pitch. And I thought he was good again today, actually, in a usual genie kind of sense, where when he really pushes on, he really does start to impact the game. But it was, yeah, I thought it was just really good. Naby's the one I think we take the most encouragement from. Overall, and I'm glad he gets the man of the match. And you can see when you see all the clips of the team, you know, post the title lift and the ball, it's the, you know, the Naby lad stuff. And now they're all, they clearly love him and he's bought in and they're all bought into him. So yeah, I'm pleased that he gets the man of the match. We got a couple of comments I wanted to come to before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. Norman Fernay says, Tacky picks up the ball in great areas of the pitch but needs more confidence. He has that one moment, and we'll talk a little bit more about him on the final word show if you want to have more on Minamino. But yeah, I again, the one, the little Cruyff and the shot, the Bravka tips wide, that's a good...
That's not something I've seen from him either. I mean, I've seen the movement, I've seen the little darting runs here and there, I've seen the link-up play. I've not seen him grab the game by the scruff of the neck almost and take that shot on. And, you know, it's a really powerful shot. I'm not saying he doesn't look like a fella who can, but he's now done it. I've now seen it, and I know that's in his arsenal. I feel a bit sorry for him in that I just wanted him to have more minutes with the two other lads. But I totally get why Roberto Firmino's played, for the most part, all of these games, you know, give or take one or two. But, no, they're definitely bright spots. And I think there's so much more to come from Minamino, but yeah, I think, you know, all in all, a bright game. I think that's the word you probably use most to describe him during comms. Yeah. Just a bright game from Minamino, and one that certainly says to me, you know what, he can play that false nine position. Mm-hmm. I can hang my hat on that now because of his movement.
Yeah, he's just again a bit of a bit part player at the moment. We don't know until we see more of him in and amongst the best lads. Origi's had plenty of games where Origi's played and Mane and Salah have played in the same team, or Firmino and Mane, or Firmino and Salah, etc., etc. He's still being used in heavily rotated sides. You know, we think about him playing in the cup games, playing in that kind of situation. Go back all the way back to Everton. In fact, he makes his debut, doesn't he? I think in the Everton game, plays against Shrewsbury as well. And there's enough there for me to go, okay, you know, I'm not one of them who needs to be won over, because I'm. Who am I? Like, who the fuck am I? Why do I need to be won over by Takumi Minamino? I'm just a fan. I'll just watch him. And if he does really well, I'll be dead happy. If he doesn't, I'll go, here's maybe how he could improve. And he won't listen to me. He'll do his own thing. And he'll either get better or worse. And then he'll leave or he'll stay. And he'll be like, whatever. Fine. It's fine from Takumi Minamino. Craig, let's read this exactly as word for word. Craxy Baz Trud. £20 super chat. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Not only has it been a fantastic performance by Liverpool this season, it's been a great performance by everyone who works for Redmen TV. Aww. For all of his amazing videos, content. Here's a thank you for all the work you do. You'll never walk alone. Thank you so much, Craxy. You wonderful.
That is going to buy us a few drinks tomorrow night for our end of season party that we're having in the office, mate. So thank you very much. That will be Tom's Woodford Reserve, I reckon.
Yeah.
Which he's requested from us.
Yeah.
And thoroughly deserves as well.
Yeah.
So really thank you for that, mate. That's a good start for tomorrow night's festivities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've decided to keep celebrations to a minimum these last few days since the trophy lift, just to make sure that we could get through. We've got all of obviously we've got a full pack day tomorrow of film and post-season content. Then, well, Ross is on holiday. You go away. I've got to batten down the hatches and get it all done in a couple of days with Tom and Si. But we've got some amazing stuff lined up for you. I'm so excited about our summer content. It's going to be, we've taken it up to a new level. And we always try to do that. And it's always worthwhile saying this, that the people who support us, you know, we've been able to do the Henderson mural. You know, that's all the stuff we do comes about because people subscribe to the redmentv.com. So people can take a sense of pride if they see an improvement in the content, if they enjoy the content. And if you enjoy the free content, it's because of the people who subscribe to the website and people now who obviously super chat or people who become members.
You know, that Henderson mural, we might have come up with it, but the point is they wouldn't be able to afford to do it without the support of everybody who watches, who comments, who pays for the content and all that. So it's just as much yours as it is ours.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, we're going to wrap up the instant match reaction. We've got loads more to talk about in this game. And of course, a phenomenal season for the Mighty Reds. 99 points. It's mental. It's genuinely ludicrous that a side that hasn't won the league in 30 years should do so in such unequivocal style. But yes, if you want
196
more,
in 2 years and unbeaten in 3 years at home in the Prem. Scandalous. I mean, what are we even witnessing?
Absolutely scandalous. Yes, if you want the final word, show, if you are a club captain or a club legend tier member on Redmen memberships, you can get that later on tonight, or you can get it on the redmentv.com. The similar sort of pricings, you get more content, you get more bits and pieces, you get the emotes and stuff on YouTube, which if you just watch content on YouTube, that's cool for you. And you want that one extra show, you can have it. But if you want the full package, go over to the redmentv.com. And you can obviously, if you just want to support, you can do it. But we also don't ask for something for nothing. We give you tons of extra content. So tomorrow, we're going to be recording the big season review show, which is going to be a two-part special. We've got a three-part player season ratings coming. There's going to be a three-part documentary series on this show. There's also going to be some free bits and pieces coming up. We've got the documentary behind the Jordan Henderson mural, and we've got a farewell to Adam Lallana special coming as well, which has got a little bit of of input from the captain as well, which is very, very exciting indeed. But yeah, that plus a whole lot more. So yeah, if you've enjoyed the content we've given you this season, then thank you so much. We hope you have. We don't demand anything of you. We don't. We never will. But if you want to support the channel, you can do, and we will always give you loads of amazing content in return for that donation. So yeah, either whether you're a member, buy merch, super chat, or become a subscriber to the redmentv.com. Every little helps to rob a slogan from another bigger company than us. But yeah, I hope you had an amazing season. If this is you done for the season, thank you so much. Enjoy your summer off. I know we will.
See you on the Umbu for the first game of next season.
Yeah. Use people who do that who just switch off for the whole summer. Good on you. We'll be back whenever we know.
We do previews for everything.
Yeah. Whenever we know what's happening with pre-season and beyond, rest assured we will have you covered right here. So if you're not subscribed, get subscribed, and we'll see you all very soon. Up the Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.